Welcome back.
And once again,
welcome back. And did you want to sing too? You want to harmonize?
We do it together. Don't let him do a large song. Let's do it. One, two.
Welcome back, guys.
Welcome back.
Damn. Okay, come on. Ready? In 5, 4, 3. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
I forgot. Hold on. Wait. One more game.
Okay, we're gonna do it right this time.
One more game. You ready? Yeah. Here we go. For the people. Ready? Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Wait, V, but are you gonna change the melody?
She did.
I feel like I was staying on tune.
Okay,
like,
did you? Because do you like her melody?
Well, that's welcome back.
Do you like her melody? Okay, I just want to hear one more time with that because y'all sounded good. One more time. Come on.
I forgot the word.
The melody, what you say? Welcome. Get hit it for it.
Welcome back.
Hey. Get it again.
Welcome back.
Hey.
Oh my God.
Welcome back.
Okay.
Before we get started, we have to shout my mom out. Today is her birthday.
Woo, woo, woo. Happy birthday, Miss Sheila.
The queen of Pisces.
Hey, happy solar return
to you.
Sending out multiple energy and love.
And I'm coming to give me some German chocolate cake after this.
I've learned to like
it. Is it her birthday or yours?
She should be having one because I'm here.
But does she even want to share today?
She does.
She might not want to. So, what have you been up to, Keish?
Work and being a mother.
Oh, that's about it.
How's that going for you? Okay. It's going quite well. And Miss V, what have you been up to? How's life?
I've been enjoying life. I, this weekend, let go of the chains that I put on my daughter. I actually let her go to a friend's house.
What?
And hang out.
I was like, wait, where's my badge?
Yeah, James. I was very nervous. I was like, oh my God. Like, I'm a helicopter mom.
Mm-hmm.
Everything on her phone, I can see every text message, every website she visits. I'm there. And
is this the eldest or what?
This is the eldest.
Mm-hmm.
And I let her spread her wings. She flew this weekend.
So did she come back sober?
Did she come back?
Was one of her wings broken?
Not at all.
Okay.
She felt excited.
Tink.
Are you finna bust down into it?
I was at first.
Don't play. I'll try to.
Lord. You know that song I was about to sing.
But
these broken wings.
Is that Aerosmith? Oh, okay. Okay. She had a good time. She came back all in one piece.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because the mother of the child, she's really cool. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to let you spread your wings. And she enjoyed herself. And I feel like she deserved it. Because
okay.
The pandemic, she hasn't been socializing. Mm-hmm. And she watches her little siblings a lot. So.
Did she spend at night?
Hell no. I didn't say how. Look, we didn't take it that slow. Wait a minute.
Well, damn.
And she went to the friend's house and had hung out.
So what have you been up to?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I have been enjoying me. You know what I'm saying? Getting back. What? And I have, damn it.
He don't like us to sing, but he sings everything.
I don't give a damn. I actually have been enjoying myself, my independently owned and now operated self. You know what I'm saying?
Single, so for those that don't know the
word. Yes. But it's going to be independently owned and what operated is what it's going to be. But yeah, so single. But yeah, I have been enjoying that too as well. I've been congratulating myself on the many little challenges that I've been winning in my mind and everything and stuff in order to grow and be a better human or a better version of myself. You know what I'm saying? Right. Learning the lessons and everything. Mm-hmm. So that's basically what I've been doing. So I've been enjoying myself. I've been watching a lot of TV.
Uh-oh. I never have time for that.
Yeah. I watched the new Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The new one.
Oh.
So I found out that I had Peacock because it does come on Peacock and I enjoyed it. It's pretty good. And so that's basically what I've been up to. But one show that I know I've been watching and Ms. V has been watching and a lot of things have been like coming out about it. Keisha hasn't watched it yet, but Euphoria.
Oh my gosh. And I am a big Zendaya fan. I love her.
Encanto runs my house.
Well, I mean, we don't talk about
Bruno. No.
Oh my God, I gotta get on that.
You better act like you know.
You know who my mom is.
It was our wedding day.
It was our wedding day.
Everything we watch has to be educational, unfortunately. Back on the fun part.
Ooh, Encanto is actually very educational, though. I love it.
I don't care about my kids learning that.
God,
I want
damn.
To learn about who made peanut butter.
George Washington Carver. I was him in third grade.
Or the first stoplight. You know, stuff like that. But no, I want to watch it. I'm going to let them watch Encanto, though. Content, too.
Yeah, until you get it right.
And I'm on the east side.
Until she gets it right, they will not be watching it. But no, back to Euphoria. I definitely have been watching that. It is, I started binge watching it. The second season. I watched the first season.
How many seasons are there?
There's two.
So I'm not behind that bad. I think I've watched half of the second one. Is it going to the third one now?
The season finale is this Sunday, I believe.
And this is season two, the end of it.
Yes, it is.
Damn, I'm behind.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What's the last thing you've seen?
Season one.
So you haven't seen season two?
No, but I heard. You know what? I saw it. Is it from the white girl's perspective? Instead of Zendaya's perspective?
It's from all of them.
Oh, well, no. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just saying, because the voice in the head is usually Zendaya's, and I thought that this season it was the one that she was in love with,
Jules.
Thank you.
No, I think it's everybody's, actually.
Well, see, I feel like the first one, it was more Zendaya, like everything was from her perspective.
Well, if you then you definitely have not watched the second season, because if you watch the second season, she has hit her rock bottom.
What?
Well,
wait a minute.
If there is a such thing as a rock bottom,
of course there is.
You know what I'm saying? If there's a such thing as a rock bottom, you believe so?
I know for a fact, because right before that is death.
Hey, okay.
Because it goes rock bottom, then death.
So I know you don't watch it, but it's kind of controversial because the D.A.R.E. program, y'all remember the D.A.R.E. program?
That and Chicken.
And the Chicken Club, because I know we started out with the Chicken Club. And so we also had
shirts.
Yeah, they were yellow.
They were red with the yellow. Mine was red.
They were yellow.
I specifically got red. It was red with white. It was red with yellow words. I think you could get all of them.
But you know what? I think it also depends on, you know, the school that you went to. And didn't y'all go to Tice?
I went to Tyson and Cimarron while you got your nose.
Even worse.
Whatever.
So, you know, it wasn't Green Valley. We had yellow.
That's to match your school. Every color probably matched the school you went to.
Green Valley was green.
I thought it was green and yellow.
We were Green Valley Gators.
I thought it was green and yellow. Because I remember my cousin went to Green Valley. It's over that little bridge. Uh-huh. And it's green and yellow.
I hate everything about you.
Behind the McDonald's, because I really used to go there frequently.
Yeah. Across from Walgreens.
It was. Yes. And Pizza Hut. And then across from the store that Pizza we still Hut. Have not.
No, I'm not familiar.
Pizza Hut was right there.
There was Burger King on the corner.
Was it?
I frequent that.
There was a Burger King on that corner on Woodforest and Uvalde. But there was a Pizza Hut right there that shared a parking lot. Yeah, but anyways. Yeah, so Euphoria. So the D.A.R.E. program is actually wanting it to be removed because they said that it is glorifying, you know, drugs and sex to teenagers.
The show?
Yeah.
So that means they would have to remove social media, all types of porn. Why are they just honing in on one show that everything in society right now is sexualized and drugs and glorified? And you hear it on the song, Waukesha, drink your serve and popping a tab. And so why all of a sudden just hone in on that show? I wonder if it's because she stood up and wanted everything produced and ran B.O.B. I wonder if it's good because she wants everything black owned. She wants to represent, you know. Have you heard her story?
I have.
So I wonder if they're coming for her because of that. It's always some underlying stuff in Hollywood. I'm trying to tell you. She's trying to become a producer. And I feel like this may be their way of trying to tank her ratings.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Anything that's getting a lot of ratings, a lot of attention,
they try to tear that down. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's not the...
That's after they build you up.
Yeah, like so I mean, that could be why.
Yeah. It could be, or it could be the simple fact that D.A.R.E. didn't do anything, to be honest with you. Ever since they've been out, they really haven't changed the percentage of drug use or anything like that. They really haven't.
Oh, we remember about his free t-shirt.
Okay, hello, you came to the school and that was that. They went whenever we was in the mall and we saw him, no, thank you. You
know what I'm saying? Yeah, no, I don't have any money.
Oh, it's still around?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
The t-shirts, I'm thinking the Chicken Club, D.A.R.E. was white.
D.A.R.E. was black.
D.A.R.E. was black, baby.
No,
see, and that's exactly...
Black letters. I
swear. No, you're thinking about the Chicken Club.
No, I'm gonna bring a picture of me with my D.A.R.E. t-shirt on. It was white with black words. If anybody got a D.A.R.E. t-shirt out there with white with black words, call me. So I can prove them wrong.
John, can you look up something and turn it around and let us see? No, because if he could, I will bust you out. Them shirts are straight up yellow.
No, they're not. They came in that color. I do remember.
They
I know for a fact they came in
Chicken
color.
Google Chicken Club.
Chicken Club t-shirts.
About D.A.R.E.
No, we're going to do Chicken Club because you said they were white. You said they were something. Red. And that's damn wrong.
No.
It was D.A.R.E.'s black.
Uh-huh. Black. Yeah, but they came in different colors.
No, they didn't, baby. They never came in another color.
That's right,
John. Pull up that Baby, we are shutting them down today, ain't we? Chicken Club.
Oh, it looks like they come in every color. You see red? Do you see the red one? Oh, I see the red one. So we were all white.
I think that's me right there, y'all. I'm not even lying. Right here, you guys, that one, go over to the right. No, I think that might be me, y'all.
That is not you.
I think that, to the far right, I think that might be.
That must have been Green Valley days, because that's not what you look like when I
do. That's not him at all.
You look more handsome, sir.
I didn't know they came in all kinds of colors.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I shut them down, like I said.
You didn't have that red
Y'all need to be that red. I did. Y'all need to be as loud as y'all were, wrong and strong, and go ahead and be as loud as
I was right.
Had that shirt.
We were all right. Let's say that.
We were all right. But no, I do believe, because back to Euphoria, I do believe that they might be saying something because they never done anything. And if you watch the show, and I've been in the drug world, you've been in the drug world, right?
I was a bartender.
And so let's dibble and dabble in that and addiction and everything and stuff. So,
well, they could be messing with them because just like you said, they haven't had any attention. So this show is getting a lot of attention. So they're trying to create
they're bandwagoning and trying to make a name back for themselves because they've been their program.
But if they were really trying to make a name, then they would jump on it, because this should be like a scared straight type of situation.
Why is their hair growing from the microphone? I can't. Okay. Sorry.
Oh. Hello.
You see
Let me
it?
See. Let me oh get it for you, friend.
Get it, please.
Okay. Ooh.
It's growing from it.
Oh, friend.
Guys.
Okay. It has it's taking
Reminds
root.
Me of last night.
It's a tumor.
But no. So going back to the Euphoria thing, I know for me, they're saying that it's glorifying, but I think a lot of kids are feeling like this, and I love how it goes back and it kind of plays and kind of builds the person, the character's mental of how they got like that, whether they are
abused
or anything like that. Yeah, because it's one girl on there and she's so pretty and everything and stuff, but ever since she was little, everybody has called her pretty and everything, you know what I mean?
Reminds me
myself. And then as she got older, you know, the older men would hold on to her and say, you know, you're gonna break men's hearts, you know what I'm saying? Not thinking
that
you're really judging how a female, like a little kid, looks. You know, in that given moment, it's like you're not saying, okay, you're intelligent, you're smart. You're building them up on, you know, appearances and everything.
That's
why
the Me Too movement started.
Exactly. And so that's what they think kind of love is. So now she gets into all of these relationships and everything. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's toxic or not, but if they're showing her attention and being pretty, she's willing to give it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of reminds me of Kanye. Let's get into Kanye.
Let's get into it.
Have y'all seen what he did recently?
Which one?
He's going for Gary, the guy. I just had his name today. The guy, Kris Jenner's boyfriend, Corey Gamble.
Oh, well.
He's attacking him now.
What is he saying?
This is going full circle because Euphoria do drugs and so does Kanye.
What is he on?
I think he probably
is. He really on drugs though? Do we know that to be so?
On Vans. No, I'm talking about prescribed medication.
But so here's my thing is because people say he's not taking his meds, and then people say you're saying he is taking his meds.
So you think he's abusing?
So what do you think he's doing?
I believe that he's having a good time, and I feel like Kanye might just be high off life and never have really came back down from reality from when Donda passed away. That's just my opinion. I feel like his mom took him over the edge. He doesn't have any coping skills. He doesn't know. He knows what his triggers are, and that's Kim and his kids. But he, I do believe he enjoys a good party. I mean, he enjoys a good party. I'm sure he's drinking some good shit. I mean, smoking on some good shit. He doing something.
One thing that I can say is I think he's still quite a genius because he's doing all this posting. His little streaming service came out.
$2 million.
Okay. That's all his money, honey. That's him.
But you know what? Kanye been showing me a side of him that I've been questioning. To me, he's been a little mentally abusive to Kim. I'm starting to see like a little bit of an ugly side to him. Like, you can't gaslight somebody like he's doing, and he's attacking everybody that's close to her, and he's trying to defamate her character. It's like he's mentally abusing her right now. Like, I again, he's a genius. He's musically a genius. He's creative. I love what he stands for when it comes to being a father. But the way he's been attacking her, really, it's giving me red flags of mental abuse. And it's not cool. Like, he's really, really coming for her. But he's, in the same words, saying, I want you to be a good parent to my kids. But then giving, disturbing her and causing dysfunction so she can't even have her mental right. So I'm starting to see a side of him that's putting a bad taste in my mouth.
And you know what? And I hear you. And I don't even, I hear you. I hear you. And that to be nice. So. But then me always being the person that's going to look on the flip side. Let's just put it like this. Okay. It's one person kind of like mainly attacking her, you know, right now. But think of all the other social media outlets that are attacking him.
But it's
That's mental abuse too. You got
to
say
it's a response to what he's said or done though. It's never
that
them.
Is nothing intentional. It's because he's saying it out loud. No, a cause and effect. Like, okay, we're coming at you because of what you did. Nobody's coming at him, but he's coming at her for his excuse, for his behavior.
Yes.
His reaction is because she won't let me see my kids, or she didn't give me the address, or she this, or she goes with this man and he's doing this. So all of his, he's being reactive to everything that she's doing when she's just living her life.
Right.
But he's not reacting to anything going on in his own personal life per se, like with his other relationship or his you know, it's all geared around Kim.
But you know what? A person can't argue by themselves.
That's true, but
it seems as though she's taking the high road and being more mature about it because she doesn't want to embarrass herself in front of her children. She doesn't want to leave a bad name or imprint. You know, they're all about appearances with them. And he, on the other side, he don't give a damn. He don't care what you think or say about him. He don't give a damn.
I don't either. And I think that's what that is.
There's a different way. But see, you don't have, I don't give a damn. I'm going to be mean and chew people up and down them and make them feel a certain way. That's what he's doing to Kim because he's not getting away. To me, he's acting like a baby, growing a mantra.
Has he said something offensive to her?
Yes.
What?
He has said that she's not a good mother with the whole TikTok and the makeup. And he's also said that people have tried to come and kill him.
Now, did he say she's not a good parent?
When you are
Did he insinuate he just didn't want his child on TikTok, which they probably agreed to?
I don't think that they agreed to it because she would let him do it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I don't think
Kanye
she
is
wouldn't
being
be doing
crazy
it.
Right now.
And just like when she was on live and the little girl Northwest, she was like, my mama live. She was like, she got mad at her. Did you see that one?
She did get mad.
So,
I saw that
the
one.
Little girl is being a little girl doing stuff she ain't got no business doing.
Right.
So she did get on
she
her
She reprimanded
own.
Her.
Yeah.
On
if that's the case then I believe that they might have had a little thing saying that she could not be on it unless she was on it.
That's
abiding by the rules. So the simple fact that maybe that might have been the only thing at that given moment for him to survive with everything else that's going on and coming up against him. Sometimes you got to think about it. He got the world judging him and creating
a
narrative of him. They do the same thing to everybody.
They do that same thing at people at their jobs.
And then the simple fact that they
you got to learn how to react in a different manner. You don't have to react to every little thing people do, because now you're losing your credibility of me thinking I understand where
you're now they're
from.
Calling him like Kanye OJ.
Who said that?
I just read it somewhere that they're
Kanye OJ.
Just like you said that it's mental abuse,
it
and you got to think about the OJ. The OJ, they're thinking
maybe he
like
wants it.
I,
Maybe he wants that attention. Maybe he wants it because like I had said at the last show, you know, just because all of this is going on and you're poking the bear don't mean you have to be reactive to
it. It's not what happened to you in life. It's how you respond.
Yeah. And so your response, he's being very erratic.
It's making people not listen to what he's saying because he's saying some good shit. He's making some good points. But it's not what he's saying, it's how he's saying it and how he's conducting himself that makes you then question, well, damn.
Because he's not saying it in a way that's conducive to how society.
Said of a court that wants to give you.
He hasn't threatened anyone.
He called him skeet instead of Pete.
Now here's the thing. Yes, he did. Well, and you know what? And the reason why, and I love him now, is he being petty and people can't understand his pettiness and his playfulness? Because when she sent the little thing or whatever saying please stop because you know you don't want people to hurt him, you know, he did double back, although he did screenshot it and put it to the side, you know what I'm saying?
He's acting like a female at this point, but with the
I think he's acting like himself.
Well, that might be a little femaleish. Men have female characteristics too, and that don't mean anything's wrong with their sexuality. It's just the way that he's conducting himself
because he's passionate.
No, because he's too emotionally erratic, and petty. He don't bleed and have babies. Like, turn it down, Kanye, so we can hear what you're saying.
I don't think he is. I mean,
hear what you're saying, but people that also communicate in his style of dysfunction will understand it, but it doesn't mean it's right.
That's true. That's true.
I understand it, but it don't mean it's right.
That is.
I understand what he's saying, but society, media, people, they don't. Because
I will put it to you like this. For me, when I did conduct myself like that, it was a survival technique and it worked for me because I'm sitting here. Now, for some people, I think creating the setting or the proximity of which you can use that type of behavior, sometimes I feel like maybe you can't afford to carry out like that. But for me, it was an egotistical survival method that I created. And you know what I'm saying? And
so you don't think a little ego is in that mix with Kanye?
I definitely do. Yeah. But I definitely see that might be his outlet. You just don't know
kids,
what a person...
You gotta choose it a different way. Man. Now you're making the courts question your stability around your kids after a while. If you're that into, I want my kids, keep them safe, they have to be okay, well, present yourself in a mature manner so the courts won't question your sanity and have them
you
thinking why you shouldn't be around.
But I still don't see,
proving,
I don't see where he said
him.
Something so...
It don't even necessarily has to
so
be
to say about
wording. It could be your actions.
Yes.
And if you seem volatile towards anybody, if inappropriate anything,
like
that's negligence. They could claim that as negligence and
then
or abuse
for him. And it's not fair because I understand where he's coming from, but everybody not going to be as grace. Give him so much grace. Like,
okay, well, can I get y'all? Do you feel like he's in the right to be carrying out like this? Just before you answer, do you feel like he's in the right to be responding how he's responding? Because we don't know the full details.
Well, then we can't answer.
Hold on. No, but I'm just saying, as just humans, do you feel like he's responding to his situation the way that he should?
No. I've been mentally abused, and it looks exactly like the patterns that he's doing. Coming for everybody around her, trying to change everybody's mind about her character, her parenting, her personality, everything about her. He wants people to jump on the bandwagon. That's why he's trying to make her look so bad. Well, really, if you would focus on your kids, take it to the courthouse and do what you want to do behind doors, then people wouldn't question your sanity and they could actually listen to you because they wouldn't get distorted by the messenger or the way you present the message. So if he really was about the kids, he wouldn't be doing all that silly stuff like putting stuff on social media. You would be sending that to the courts.
That's what I said last week.
Thank you.
Whenever, like, you y'all have lawyers.
Like,
you don't have to react
that
like that.
On
you
Instagram.
Don't have to do tit for tat.
I've done
you
that.
Don't have to do
I've
that.
I've seen, I've been so, done like that. It's trashy.
That's why I said to me, I don't think that he needs to, I don't know.
He doesn't have
a reason to be acting the way that he's
at
acting.
At all.
Because
does he not have a reason to be acting like that way publicly? What if it was just going to her phone?
No, it's still.
That's even still worse.
Because it's still.
Nobody would even believe
that's a paper trail. You, yeah, she can still just print this out and show it to the judge. Judge Luke.
Look at his instability. I want
full custody.
In the same breath, he's talking about, I want my kids to be safe. But you're not looking like you're saying anything.
And then you yanking your new girlfriend, you snatching her up and doing all this with her on TV.
But talking about you want your God, send my family back. Stop playing with God like that.
I'm over Kanye.
Be consistent. I love his creativity. I love him musically. I love the way he is a good father. But this is not the way you want to have your children speak about you. Ooh, my dad was getting on Instagram, acting crazy, going up on my mom, disrespecting her, turning everybody against us. He was talking about grandma's boyfriend, Corey. He was talking about my aunt. He was like, you don't want your kids to look at you in that light?
Hell, they gonna see it any damn ways. They've been seeing it before they was even born.
None of that shit. So
well,
I know
that's
Kim,
what Kim
though.
Was saying. She didn't, hell no. Even with her, how they came into the limelight with that sex tape with Ray J. Mm-hmm. She was crying and she, you know, I'm gonna have kids one day and they're gonna see it. So she is really not trying to
jeopardize how she looks in her kids'
any
eyes.
Other, yeah, no worse than she already is.
Maybe this is a new age. Whatever they want to know, they're going to know.
That's what I'm saying. It's not about that. But,
no, but it's
you don't have to
household.
Make it worse.
Yeah, when you're
but I'm
household.
Not, okay, guys, I'm not agreeing
so
with
you. Are.
No,
you
I'm
are.
Not. I'm
no,
not.
You have to remember, when you were in your household, you were sheltered. There wasn't a lot of things your parents didn't let you see. That's why we went to the school we went to. That's why we did what we did, because they sheltered you. So is trying to do the same thing. Sometimes you don't want your children exposed to stuff within your household. That's the only thing you can control, because you can't control the media. You can't control the world or how their opinion is, but you can control your household.
Baby, let
and
me tell you something.
And she doesn't want her kid to be exposed to that type of disrespect. I feel like, I mean, that's nothing wrong with that.
Here's the thing, and I hear you, and I cannot take it away, but I will always think like in another way, but I agree. But I'm also going to say that if she was so concerned about what her child was being exposed to, her child wouldn't have that huge ass weapon in her hand called social media. So that's the only thing that now I ain't even trying to hear it. I ain't even trying to hear it. That's all I'm trying to say. You can't pick and choose. That girl be all up on that child. They going to get at that ass.
We're not
okay.
Even talking about that. But we're I'm talking just talking about Kanye.
But I'm just saying of what she's going to be exposed
she
to.
She already is. I mean,
she's on reality
know.
TV. She
I'm
know what I'm
tough.
No, but my point is saying
it'll build
that,
character.
My point in saying
no,
that is that she's
ain't nobody
trying,
protect me
not.
From a damn thing, because when
look,
you're sheltered
yes.
in when you sheltered in the house and you get your ass out there in the real world,
they gonna
baby,
chew you up and people, spit you out.
I didn't know
I
what
sheltered.
Let me tell you something.
I was making mixed drinks at the age of 9. I knew about it all. But I'm excited about people actually trying to give them their space now. I haven't been seeing them so much in the media and so much in the paper, except Kanye is, as much as before prior. So I feel like people are trying to even look at it and be like, you know what? This might be a real family issue. I don't know if I want to be in a mix with this. Somebody might get hurt.
To be honest, I had actually stopped.
Well, Wendy Williams is no longer on her show, so it ain't that bad, because she used to keep them on Hot Topics every
well,
day.
Well, we definitely going to get on that, but
ooh,
I know for me,
some Wendy.
I stopped.
Top heavy.
Literally.
She found somebody top heavy like her, Sherry Shepherd.
I don't know how I feel about that.
So, yeah, I want to get into
a different name.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Ooh, let's get into
okay.
it.
Okay.
You know, I love Wendy Williams now. But I thought Sherry did a pretty good job. If she
oh, I'm not taking nothing
show.
Away from Sherry. I like Sherry.
Was Sherry in the show?
But can't nobody take
Sherry in the
Wendy's.
Show?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Part one, part two.
No, I think we should just
we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going.
We don't have anything in the back.
Wendy, we're going straight into it. You're not feeling Sherry Shepherd. Remember that?
Okay, so here's the thing. Let's set it up then so the people know what we're talking about. So we're actually talking about Wendy Williams. So apparently, well, actually now, indefinitely, her show has been canceled, correct?
Wait, what?
Yeah, June.
Yes, her show has actually been canceled. Her show is no longer.
Wait, who?
Yes,
I thought we would.
June is it.
Wait, Wendy what? Williams.
Are you looking around me?
Somebody said she was doing a show a month to September. You told me that.
No, honey, let me tell you. No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. And you wasn't listening.
I might have heard that on the radio.
Okay, so pay attention, you guys. So here's the thing. So apparently, the Wendy Williams, listen, it is what it is. I'm getting warm. I will fight everything about you. So no.
Kanye over here.
Wendy Williams show. It's canceled. Okay. When, Keisha?
June,
correct? In June. Follow the story, okay? So her, she's out of there,
okay,
right?
I could take a
now,
course.
What I said was Sherry Shepherd announced on the Wendy Williams show that she will be having her own show coming in September called Sherry.
Oh, I love it.
Now, hold on. But she will be co-hosting the show once a month until September. So that's what you were getting at.
Oh, but wait. Once a month. So other people will be doing it throughout the other parts of the month?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I love Leah Remini and her friend. I love them too. The one with the silver streaks.
But you remember, she started on The Talk.
I love all of them. I didn't like her on The Talk, though.
I loved her. They got rid of her. She had too much mouth.
I didn't like her on The Talk because they would try to censor my girl. And Leah Remini is my favorite. I love her from Kings of Queens.
Jennifer Lopez is best friend.
I love her. She was like my second after Rosie Perez. And it's like, they tried to censor her on The Talk. I don't know The Talk.
Mm-mm, don't do it, Mookie.
But you know, the Sherry Shepherd show is the Wendy Williams show because they're taking everybody from behind the scenes onto that show.
No, that's well, they are. Well, no, the thing is that they are. Well, they're using Deb Marr, who is that's the production company that they're actually using.
The girl that sit on the front of the
Suzanne.
Stage. Suzanne. I love Suzanne. Her husband.
Well, they're using the same production company, but we cannot say because she made it very plain and simple and said that it's not going to be the Wendy Williams show. And that is the reason why they had to cancel it because you cannot.
I said that saying that everybody behind the scenes was going to be on her show.
Now, I think two things. First off, it's a good thing. I love how she went out, but
she didn't go out yet, y'all. She might still be.
No, what I'm saying is I love how Sherry Shepherd came out and went out. It looked like she had a lot of fear in her. It felt like it was terrifying for her because of the simple fact that Wendy Williams had just posted an Instagram video in Florida, walking on the beach with her son, looking perfectly fine.
She looked fine, but what she said wasn't fine. She was talking about her mama, and her mama been deceased for 2 years.
Well,
she was talking about her mother. Yes. So that's when I knew that she might have had dementia.
I'm not going to let this heifer do me
that.
Because I got a friend right now that says goodnight, mama, to his mama every night.
Oh my God. As soon as she told me about the video, I went and looked at it. And she was talking about her mother.
And what did she say? What did she say?
She acted like her mama was still alive.
No.
The way she was talking.
And what
she
did
said,
she
I
say?
Talked to mother 2 weeks ago.
And you know what? And I talked to my grandmother too. Am I crazy?
No, but you need to bring it up. How you talk to her, you didn't dial on the phone, you talk to her in the spiritual sense. I need a clarification.
Well, it ain't like she, well, it does, it depends.
She acted as though she had called and talked to mom.
But she also said that she is going to be coming back. She can't wait to come back. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I feel like there's got to be rumbles because if it's the Wendy Williams show and I'm Wendy Williams, I don't give a damn what shape I'm in. You gonna let me say goodbye to my people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait, she's never gonna be able to chance to have say goodbye?
Baby, I don't know. But my thing is, she never said anything on Instagram. My show has been canceled because when you want it to be done like that instead of having Sherry Shepherd.
She's not ready to give it up yet.
Exactly, which means it was a struggle.
Well, I don't know because what I read was that she was very erratic and she was throwing things because she didn't want to continue.
That's an Alzheimer's.
But you
she might not.
The dementia.
But look, let me tell
you. She don't know what she wanted to do.
She might have signed the contract and it was over. But, she don't remember.
But if we don't put these two amazing black women against each other and root for them in a really different way, it can actually work out for both. Here's why. Here's where my mind is.
They're both top heavy.
Ellen, that too. Ellen DeGeneres is ending her show. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a time slot that somebody's going to need to be funny, uplifting, relatable.
Somebody's taking
to,
over her show.
That's Clearly Clarkson.
It's her. I understand it's her. But the thing is that you have a little bit of more of a comedic. People love Sherry. Sherry's relatable across the board.
I like Sherry now that she's grown into her skin. I like Sherry all the way when she was on Jamie Foxx as Fancy's best friend.
Jamie Foxx,
I did too.
And then remember she was on Soul Plane, and so I like Sherry because she paid her dues.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he breaking shit.
Again.
And I like Sherry because she's very humble and real.
She is. She,
and realness and authenticity, I never can say that.
But her delivery.
I swear I got a degree.
But I knew what you meant, damn it.
It's the liquor.
No, but I think that they can be a really good setup for a sister, an African-American, to be really nice and set up. Now, on the flip side, for Wendy Williams, I think as this era takes its turn, she started in radio. She can have an amazing podcast. Baby, she can go back. She can snatch up a stupid ass deal with XM radio and everything. It could be an amazing setup because she is the queen.
And you know what? Sometimes things are divine intervention.
And that's probably why she's okay. Or maybe I don't know if she's okay with it. But I, you know,
on that video, she was not okay.
Well, maybe, you know,
I don't give a damn. She looked okay. And you know what? Let me tell you something. Mama passed. I'm talking to you the same day.
Oh.
I am. Some way, somehow.
Oh, that went over my head. I had to think about what you said.
But you're not going to sit there and say, keep that between you and your mom, but also let people know what you're saying. Like, you know, I was in tune and I was praying or I was
It doesn't matter. You damned if you do and you damned if you don't. You can explain it to like the Mama high freaking hell
If you're already in the light where people are assuming thinking that you're not healthy, not all the way here, then why would you do that?
But what if she's one of those people too?
I don't have time for no what if. I'm just saying I'm just saying what it is. I'm in the here and now. And what it is, just people think.
But you're in the here and now, but you're not in her here and now. She might not give a damn.
So that's why people think she's crazy.
People's thoughts are not her problem, though.
Yeah, they're shutting her shit down.
That's okay.
How will she feed Kevin? And did you see they said that her and the ex-husband started reconnecting?
Well, the thing is, he is consoling her right now because she probably
needs money.
Because
he wants the rest before she dies.
Y'all have been scorned.
No, it's reality. You left her with swollen ankles. What is it?
Lymphedema. Lymphedema.
Elephantitis. Whatever.
I hate her.
Not elephant, y'all.
That is not what that lady has. That is not.
And that is my worst. I can't stand a cankle. I can't. But her.
So when she moved to the main dog, you were. No.
I don't like a cankle, but I'm just saying, I love Wendy. My thing is, I believe
her legs have always been thick all the way down.
Never. You better see Charlemagne the God. He was just talking about a picture when he was sitting on her leg. That leg did not look like that elephant trump.
Her leg has always been.
Okay. The older she got, the worse it got. She's 56 now. She was 30.
When she was on Hot 97, when I was living in New York. No, I'm dead ass serious. When I was living in New York, hey, Shamel, I live with her. Hello, what's up, girl? How you doing?
Call us so we can confirm
Shamel it. Morgan. Okay, we'll confirm it on social media. How about that? No, they had like a block party. You know, her legs.
She started when Aaliyah died, when she was with Charlamagne. That was 20 years ago.
Put your damn leg down.
She had the big legs back then. She got them as she got older.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they probably got bigger.
They
would have
shown them on
the
biopic. They would have had the girl that played the part have big ankles. They could have had my cousin do it.
I can't stand it. So what I'm hearing from Miss B's hateful ass. That's the reason why she's losing her show because of the kinkles. I got it.
My point of bringing up
words.
Yeah,
Jawan.
Yeah,
I'm messy as hell.
You'll be on some bullshit, nigga.
I sure do.
Let's be it on. I thought you were so positive, Grand Rising. You can't be talking about negative shit and be negative. Talking about Grand Rising, I'm so balanced. Motherfuckers, act balanced.
I wasn't telling nobody hateful because I'm sitting up here talking real shit. Was it not me saying about the cankles?
That's why she canceled the show. We're gonna clarify that.
So, but I never brought up anything bad.
You said I was hateful, and I'm letting you know that's incorrect.
Okay.
Well, Grand Rising, my ass.
I'm gonna rise, and I'm about to rise on that ass.
Yes,
let me tell you why, friend. Okay, the reason.
Your beans out the way. Let me get you.
Let me get you.
Yes, you sexy.
Okay,
you sexy.
Hold up. Bitch. When I first started it, I said, you know, I think it's going to be a really good thing for Sherry and Wendy. What is that positive?
Positive.
That Sherry's going to be. That somebody's hurtful.
Damn,
you got
friend.
That ring on.
Friend, you know.
No, let me know.
Look at how body to be. Look, he acting like Kanye.
Unhand me, brute.
You are acting like Kanye. No one can go against your opinion.
No, what I'm saying is I did lead with an amazing one. I don't know.
But you finished wrong.
No, but I don't.
Thank you for finishing him.
Well, damn it. You know, I've only been on this roller coaster. I'm a vessel in training, damn
okay,
it.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. The Lord is still using
right?
Yes,
yes, yes.
Let him use you. Let him use you.
But I am the one that's going to disturb someone's life. Now, who brought in that cankle? Because I never did. I never did.
Y'all, it was Keisha.
No,
you said, look, it was called. It was her.
Yes. Get your cup down, friend. Get your cup down. Okay. Get your cup from your mouth.
Don't bring me that drama.
Okay. Well, let's get back into what do y'all think she's going to end up doing? Because I feel like what you said was a good idea.
I think it is.
Of course it is. I think I should be a PR person. Spend that.
Yes.
Spend that.
No matter how people think. How in your face she was, how uncut, how raw.
It can never be recreated.
It brings great. We all tuned in.
Yes.
So we did not
They like
care.
It when Howard Stern do it. So a queen came through the scene and really did it.
I think that's what's in store for her.
And then she can do that from home.
Yeah.
And you know, so that way her cankle is not disturbing.
Got up on the hill.
That cankle. That cankle.
My cousin with the cankles will.
It's not a problem.
I'm ready for blast that ass.
I'm blasting ass today. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? You know what, you guys? Yesterday was 2/22/22.
Oh,
and you know what? You know what happened? The brat got married yesterday. Did you hear
what?
About that?
Just to Big Booty Judy.
Yes, ma'am.
The one with the hair and stuff.
To Big Booty Judy. To Big Booty Judy.
Hey, let me get up and show my
She did. She did.
Shut the
Look, I missed it. What? Look, he said.
Challenge.
Wait, remember that on the Cosby Show?
Yes.
The tap dancing?
Yes, I got that from Challenge.
Challenge. I miss Cosby. What's up with him?
Well, if you have Showtime anytime or Showtime, just Showtime period, they have a documentary on him is so
You told me about it. And it's a book that goes to it, right?
Oh my God, it is so good.
I got to watch it. What's the name of it, friend? Come on.
I believe it's called Let's Talk About Cosby.
I don't know what it's called, but I need to watch it.
It's really good because that is one of the things. And at the end, they said, can you separate art from the artist? And remember, we had said art imitating life on one of our episodes because
and we even talked about that show.
Because I feel like I can with him, though.
Yeah.
It's very weird and awkward.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got to watch that.
Yeah.
Can you separate art from the artist? I can. I can, and I think that's
with everyone.
Why,
with everyone,
yeah, I can. I mean, that's why. I mean, I like Ozzy Osbourne, and he eat heads off of bats. And then I separated him and saw that he was a good father, and you could see into his life because reality shows are now letting us into the other realm of.
So Kanye's fine. He's fine. You can separate
he's
his
still
art.
Mentally abusive.
You can separate his art from artists.
No, because mentally abusive being is not the same as him making an album that jams called Donda.
But I'm just
Donda is jamming, but he's still mentally.
But you know what? I'm also.
I mean, Ike Turner used to beat Tina Turner ass. But he was jamming. So I don't like the abusive part. He's being mentally abusive, but he's jamming. So I don't like the abusive
But we
part.
Don't know because they said that Michael Jackson
know.
Was
oh,
mentally.
We know Tina
but they said,
ass.
But they said, no. But we're not talking
we
about Tina.
Ass down that river. You know.
No, y'all, domestic violence is not a joke.
Okay, we do not condone it whatsoever.
We don't.
We're tickled by it, but we know.
We're tickled by Tina.
Okay.
I'm not tickled. I have been punched before.
Oh my God.
I'm not laughing, friend. No.
You've been punched before?
Oh, several times repeatedly.
Me too, and it sucks.
Wait a minute, what?
Maybe somebody has broken into the house and tried to kill me.
Oh! You'd have to find your Superman.
Best relationship ever.
I was talking about me and my sister having an issue. Are you serious?
Yes.
Wait, did somebody break in and try to rob you?
Baby, all I know is that I left them at the club because I saw them. This is before I did drugs, any drugs.
Oh,
and
you
so,
were sober
wait
this
a minute.
Time?
We flipped from the euphoria. Did we ever talk?
No, we didn't.
Let's go back.
We didn't and we won't. But we didn't and we won't.
Why not?
But no, this is before I did any drugs.
Y'all take the tequila from this one here. Speaking of tequila, tequila with friends is going off.
What?
What is that?
TWF, the stuff that LeBron lets us taste, the tequila with the flower on it. Black owned.
Oh,
tequila.
Okay,
tequila,
yeah.
With friends.
Okay, that's the
friend. You just walked out of nowhere. She just walked.
Tell Keisha not to drink anymore.
But she just walked out of nowhere. That's all she did.
This takes the edge off. You know, I'm a mother and I have this job and I bet you got more kids than you. Dr. Teal stress reliever bubble bath. And you know,
get the lavender one,
but
Keisha.
It's nothing like.
Get the eucalyptus or they have.
That's what I got in spearmint. That's what I got.
You're my twin flame.
I know.
Because if I was to draw you a bath, darling.
Darling.
Because I'm husband material. But if I was to draw you a bath, I guarantee you it would have that in there. Amongst other things.
Yes.
Like fresh fruit and shit.
In the bath?
Bitches.
Oh my God.
I mean, it has citric acid.
It has citric acid in everything that's good for your skin.
You got to exfoliate.
And lemons and oranges. Yeah, I did it on my feet. I've never gotten into a whole bath.
Do y'all bathe every day?
Hell yeah.
Every day?
Every day.
Do you bathe?
Because Corona, especially. Yes. My wife said, with Corona. Okay, so friend, you don't, apparently.
You
so
bathe every day?
Every day.
Every day.
John, do you bathe every day?
John, your skin is dry.
That nigga is cracking.
Like, he take a shower after every number two.
He cracking there, baby.
John said he don't put on lotion either.
Well, you know what? Because he starts sweating, right? I don't put it on. I put it in the knee cracks and everything, no, stuff like that. John. Bitch, I ain't going to sweat to death.
Crazy.
But damn, no.
You're
not a baby, Juwan.
What? No, I don't.
You need to bathe.
I do not.
Like my mama said, run your hand in your ass crack.
I do not bathe.
All you gotta do is smell yourself.
Friend, I don't. But I will hit them good spots before I leave out. No, it's like, it's yes.
Oh my God.
Yes, they said it's bad for you.
I thought you said you were sober. That's like a drug habit.
No. I had to apply myself because when I was on drugs and you don't get to a baby, I have forgot to take a bath a few fucking days.
Like, wait, back it up.
You forget self-care when you're on drugs. As a meth addict baby, I had forgot to take a bath for a couple of days. And it was okay. But yeah, I wasn't taint-taint. I wasn't taint-taint, though. I was not taint-taint.
How you know?
Because I was around.
Somebody would have told
him. And my mama would have told me if I was taint-taint.
But she didn't know you were high-high. So she know you were taint-taint. You might have been stank-stank. Shit.
You a bitch.
I'm just saying. Shit. If you were able to hide that, then shit, you might be able to hide it.
Okay, listen, I was a functioning one, but you cannot hide tank tank.
You
cannot hide tank tank, and you can't hide no scent from my mom, like for real.
Okay, she's like Oliver knows.
No, I'm dead ass serious. I can't believe she did that to me. Okay, so for real. Okay, all bullshit aside, and I know we laughing and shit and stuff like that. What is one of your funniest moments? And we're not glorifying drugs. On drugs. Wait. First of all, what was your choice of drug?
Back in the day, my favorite was X. Okay, I used to like ecstasy. And I'll tell you a moment.
Is that what took you down?
Yeah. Let me tell you my friends that they're going to know this story too. We were really young, probably about 19 years old. Shit, I went to school in San Marcos. Okay, Texas State University, number one party school. And it was me, two other friends. I won't name them because I don't want to, you know, put anybody out there like that. But we popped X for the first time and we literally, I don't know what happened, but hours passed. We never left the apartment, but we dressed up like we were going somewhere. We felt like movie stars. We went to the hot tub. We went to the jacuzzi. Life was like a movie star. And then we all sat down Indian style in the middle of the floor. It was about three of us. And there was a whole bunch of other people. It was like a big party, but three, me and two of my friends, we sat in the middle of the floor of the apartment in Indian style.
The fucking craft.
And we kept saying, do not forget this moment. Do not forget this moment. And probably about 20 years later, I've not forgotten that moment. Because in that moment, that was the first time we had really rolled on X. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time we were like, oh my God, I love you. Oh my God, this is fun. Oh my God. So we sat there and we were like, don't forget this moment. We are bonding as friends. And still to this day, we are still friends. And it was because I was in Austin. I was partying. I was raving. I was a raver chick. I sure was. Y'all would have asked my Lacey. I had a homegirl named Lacey. Half of her hair was purple. Half of her hair was pink. She taught me how to rave and dance to Paul Oakenfold and house music and all that stuff. And that was like college days. That was fun. That's how we would get lit. And that was the first time I really experienced a different euphoria. Listen, you see how I tied that all together. And went to a different part of my brain. I was like, this is what Jimi Hendrix was talking about. This is what Okono Ono and this is what it is.
This is
the party. And it was an interesting time. But y'all, this was a long time ago. This was
When did it become an issue?
Never. It was always party for me. Because it worked good for what I did. I was loving partying. I was loving nightlife. X never was an issue. And now, what about you?
Me?
Yes. What was your first experience? And you were like, oh my God, I kind of like this.
Actually, it was, to be honest, it was meth.
It was
because I did X2 as well. Okay. I did, and I experienced that, but it was meth. I didn't even know what meth was. I had never seen it. Baby, I never seen it before. I had never been around anybody that ever said it.
How do you do it?
I did mine in a pipe.
So what do you do? Like,
it's almost like it's a crack pipe, but it's not. It's an oil burner. You put it.
This is really
have to tell people. Okay, yeah. Okay, so anybody that's listening, it is what it is. So basically how I did it is that I would have like an oil burner pipe and get it at stores and stuff like that. And then I would take the little crystals. It looks like ice.
That's what they
call it. It looks like ice because when it was first introduced to me, they said it was tea, actually.
Tea?
Yeah, they said tea. And I'm like, okay.
Like, wow. Wait a minute.
Y'all want to take me there? Take me back to your first time.
Wait a minute.
Take me there.
They said it was tea?
Hold on, Venetia.
This is cool.
Take me there.
Where were you at?
Okay, so it all happened. I was at Kroger's. I was inside of Kroger's.
You went across the street to
on the east side.
On the east side.
The one on Normandy that I used to work at. Normandy and Woodforest.
And Woodforest.
I used to work at that one.
I was right there. I saw somebody that I actually knew from childhood.
And
they was like, no, they went to Fur, but they were really close.
Oh, that's all you got to say now. Fur.
Yeah. But they also went to OMOM. They went to Our Mother of Mercy. So they were, you know.
I think I know this person.
Look, you know, they did.
I know this person.
Well, make a long story short, met him over there. He was like, oh, I live across the street and everything and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, cool. I ain't got nothing to do and everything and stuff like that. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go over there. So I went over there and everything, walked off up in there. It didn't feel sketchy to me. You know what I mean? It just
walked up off up in there. His house?
Yes. It was an apartment.
It was an apartment. Okay. That would be your location.
It was an apartment. It was one person sitting there. Now that I'm thinking about it. So it was one person sitting there. And they were sitting there kind of still, you know. And they kind of.
Did they look like they were on drugs?
No.
Really? They looked normal.
No. Not at all. Wow. You know, I said hello as I walked in because I'm me at that time. You know what I'm saying? Oh, so I thought. You know what I'm saying? And so I wave. Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? You know what I'm saying? And so I'm meeting everybody. And then next thing you know, somebody was over there rolling a blunt. Okay, understand that. But then all of a sudden, the pipe come out, the torch come out, and they started doing it.
Instant. Can I ask you a question? Are they black?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Black. And the torch comes out.
Oh, you said out of
so for me, I'm looking at it. The only thing that I could connect it to, the only thing that my mind connected it to was crack. Mm-hmm. And then so I immediately asked, the hell is that? You know me. I'm like, well, what the hell is that?
Right.
And they was like, oh, this is tea. And I was like, oh, okay, you pulled that out like it's a crack. I don't even know that it's a crack pipe. But see, here's the thing. I've only seen crack on TV or anything like that. You see what I'm saying?
Pookie,
so I'm thinking it's supposed to be brown. It's this and it's that. Yes. They asked me if I wanted to hit
and
it.
And then it was a pipe. So
yeah. So
crack.
I'm like, so I didn't ask all the questions I needed to ask. You know what I'm saying? I really did. You know, I've done my research at the moment.
Oh my God.
I did. Mm-hmm. And so after that, I went on. I said, no, I'm going to hit the blunt because I wanted to see what was going to happen to them.
Right.
I really did. You know, I'm that person like somebody got to tell the police what happened.
Let me back you up.
Oh my God.
How did you get lured over there? And they just openly were doing that. Did you know you were going into that environment?
No, I didn't.
So were you sober when you saw them?
Yes.
You weren't on anything?
Nothing.
So this person that invited you over there, they knew that that was going on in that apartment?
Yeah.
Of course, it was their apartment.
Well, my thing is, how
you didn't know if they just whipped it out and was like, look at this.
I'm just trying to figure out, how did they know that you would
be okay with it? What if you would have lost? This is how people get busted.
I guess because that's just not my spirit. I don't know. They just invited me over there. I guess he could detect a lost soul. Maybe.
Say no more.
He was very plotty in how he
I know exactly who this things. Is. Mm-hmm. This is disgusting.
Yeah, he truly did. He was very plotty.
Disgusting. Mm-hmm.
And so I watched them do it for a little bit. I did smoke a little bit of the blunt. Nothing happened to them. The only thing
That's because they've been using long time.
Well, I don't know anything about this. Right. I just know that I kept looking at the pipe and nothing was brown.
You knew it wouldn't crack.
Nothing was brown. I knew it wasn't crack, and I knew it wasn't heroin.
Okay.
And so I knew it wasn't. So then I was like, okay. Well, I didn't try coke before.
Okay.
You know, I'm a person that's gonna try, and I don't. Okay. It's my life. Okay. I tried coke before. I've tried ecstasy before.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I never done Molly. I never done anything else. No bath salts and shit
done
like
Molly.
That. I never used a needle a day in my life.
Molly is just like X.
I'll never know.
But guess what? Well, I don't know what meth is, so I feel you.
Yeah, I'll never know.
I got an addictive personality.
So I know for me,
I like tacos.
When they lit that torch up again, and it went around, I was like, okay, I'ma do it. And I grabbed that pipe like I knew what I was doing, because I've already studied of how to
plus
do it.
Plus, you wanted to be part of the social crowd. Yes. Act like you didn't know what you were doing.
Because, see, I didn't know exactly why I was there at that given moment, but I understand it now, today.
It's
a sense of belonging.
Uh-huh.
And so once I did it, and it heightened a thing on the inside of me that felt so euphoric.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I started singing and dancing. Oh my gosh.
Oh, and you love to do that.
Oh my gosh.
Did and you once sound I good that, and look good doing it?
A beast.
Oh, that's me. Oh my gosh.
Beast.
That's what had
and,
you.
And after
it took
that,
you to another level.
The energy changed in the room. Everybody in there was singing and dancing, and they also were singing show tunes, bitch.
What? And it was black folks?
I felt like I was not alone.
You were at home.
I had found my people. They was just sucking out of a pipe, and I didn't know exactly what was going on.
You didn't know you were dancing with
the devil. I didn't
know
anything. I left there. I felt so energized. I've never felt so alive in myself. I never felt so amazing.
Where did you go after that? Did you go
home?
What?
I went home.
How did you act normal?
So when you came down, what did that feel like?
Nothing.
Did you want some more?
Because I was already back.
Oh my God. I love it.
Now
we gotta wrap this up, y'all. We gotta wrap this up. But
I was already back. But I never paid for a damn thing. I can tell you that. I can tell you one thing, and then we'll wrap it up. Where it all went bad for me, because that was my demise, meth.
Yes.
Where everything was okay until the day that he gave me a bag of it. He gave me a bag of it, and I said, well, I don't even have no pipe to smoke it out of. Take that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I took that one, and I went home, and at that given moment, I started smoking by myself.
Oh,
and it became
much did you smoke?
Bitch, I never was out it.
What?
Never.
You
never
amazing
paid,
to
never,
have went through
never
all of
paid
that.
For it. Bitch, I still had all my teeth, too, at that time. Yes, like
amazing.
I did. But we'll definitely talk about it. But
we don't look
is,
like what we've been through, y'all.
That is the giving moment.
We don't
moment.
Look through, because Keisha gonna talk about how she overdosed on coffee.
That, like, no, she didn't.
She
my friend,
no,
my friend. We got when we come back next time. My friend has done some things.
What
everybody
did you do? No, you better
Betty,
give me a preview.
Everybody thinks she's Betty Crocker, but she is not.
No, I did. Oh, you sipped some syrup.
Oh my God, but that isn't not for leisure. Because I was trying to get rid of
she
a cough.
Really, but she, y'all, she was really concerned about sipping this syrup, y'all. She was like, oh Lord. And I was like,
the bitch had COVID. She needed to
sip it. She did. And I think she knocked it right out.
I didn't never.
So
I've
what
never
else have you done?
Well, I don't know what you had,
friend,
but you need it.
Friend, have you smoked weed?
Yes, I have tried weed.
Oh
before.
My God, not with me.
Huh?
You've never smoked.
I have tried weed before, and I have popped
an X
pill.
Yeah, I knew
that's
about the X.
The only thing that I've done.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I have.
We
I
were so young.
Yeah, but you know, I haven't.
And you didn't die.
No, I didn't die.
Did you
I
enjoy yourself,
have...
though? And we're not glorifying.
Can I ask you a question? What was it that made you strong enough to not make it a problem? You willed, like, what?
I don't know. I don't have an addictive personality with nothing.
Oh.
Well, now I won't say that. I won't say
okay,
that.
I'm
but
say
I'm
that.
Saying as far as like, I mean, it
recreational
wasn't
recreational bullshit.
I don't know. Like, I just
because I'm gonna tell y'all what made me excited about the ex, it made me lose weight. I'm gonna be real about it. I remember I was probably, I lost about 60 pounds by summer to the point where I couldn't even go back home.
Let me tell you something about me with ex. I was so wanting to see the side effects of it. I told him,
you couldn't relax. My friend couldn't relax.
I couldn't.
She has control issues. She could not relax. You could not relax.
I'm so conscientious about everything. I could not even be high. Look,
I'm going to drop one in your drink next week.
Like, I couldn't even. It was just like, nothing's happening to me. Oh, but it's happening. But I'm waiting to feel myself. I'm waiting to feel.
Oh my
sexy.
God. Your OCD kicked in even more because whatever you feel is heightened. Like, I thought I was the shit and I thought I was the shit. Like,
no. And you know what? My drug use was exciting. It was until
was
it wasn't.
All fun.
It was until it wasn't. Then it got dark. It just did. And we'll talk about that. We definitely gonna come back and we're gonna talk about yours because I want to hear your dark stories.
I don't have any though.
Yeah, you do.
Not with drugs, no.
Oh.
But addictive. Because you've been addicted to love.
Yeah,
haven't you?
And dick.
Damn.
God, I haven't been addicted to no.
I haven't said I'm sick.
Oh my God.
I mean, I've been addicted. I've been a nympho. It's happened.
Okay, you
I ain't
guys.
Been no nympho, but you know.
She's lying.
We've had, you know, we've all had our issues, but I haven't been in a dark place with drugs or nothing like that. No. But I have been in a dark place with other adjectives.
Niggas.
Some people didn't finish a lot of school. Adjectives. What the hell that mean?
On that note, we are out. We are so out.
Yeah, we definitely going to be
out. We're not going to let Fred do his
Well, I was just going, you know, because there's people that are listening. They'd be like, adjectives, they might think it's an adverb. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
We got listening better.
We got to carry. We got to carry. We got to use this platform to carry.
We are not here for school.
Okay. As a people.
If you don't know it, go Google it, bitch.
You know.
But we're about to get into it. I can't wait till we get into things that we've experienced inside and outside of college, even giving childbirth, having, you know, issues with siblings, issues with parents. Oh, I can't wait to talk about that. My parents, woo, probably at happy hour right now, both of y'all. But happy birthday, Mom. I love you.
We love you, Mom.
Yes, we're gonna get into some shit. And I'm gonna still put that picture up of the outfit that I had on when
she's back on
it when I couldn't get into a certain location. And then also, I would like for us to, I want to blast our ass today.
Okay, go ahead.
That cousin with the cankles.
I just want to make everybody aware that if you have an issue with somebody, just go to that person and talk, because there's no reason to go around and talk to everybody but that person you have an issue with, cankle queen. And you also shouldn't defamate people's characters. And what you really need to do is keep my name out your motherfucking mouth. So, Cankle Queen, you know who you are.
Does Cankle watch the show?
I'm sure that stalking ass bitch does.
Oh,
wow.
Her dirty ass mama.
Oh, yeah.
So, I just want to give a shout out to the Cankle Queen and I know you stalking my page, bitch. So, I'm going to give you something to watch. And also, the thing that I want to say about this is when somebody dies in families, black families particularly, because that's all I can speak on, do not start only caring about the money.
Right. Well,
this is where this all stems from, okay? And then a bunch of lies and defamation of character. So what I want to talk about is families allowing rumors to tear up relationships.
Mm.
And the one thing I want to say is, black folks, what are we fighting for? It don't even be no property to split, no houses, no real estate.
Oh, my God.
It don't even
oh my
be
God,
no
a
bank
song
account.
Just went in my head. You remember Billie Jean, the movie?
I love that movie. Wait a minute. I love that
what
movie.
What are we fighting for?
Oh, my God. That's my shit. I'm serious.
Yes.
No, I'm serious.
They need to redo that.
We need to redo it. I'm done blasting her ass. Listen, I just want people to understand that family is real and family is not always blood.
That's true. I agree.
Because I've made my own family places I've went. And you just really want to give people grace, the same forgiveness that you're looking for. Make sure you give that out to others, because then I promise it'll come back to you tenfold.
Yeah. All right, Cankles.
Yes. Hey. All right. And she has spoken. And, you know, I'm going to do my little ECDC takeaway, you know, you know what I'm saying. And just thinking about what you said just popped in my head. You know, you don't always have to reciprocate somebody's hate. You don't. Truly don't.
You can give people grace.
You truly do not. But with that being said, I kind of want to just say that, In the event as of today, if you are, what is it? Like if you're struggling?
Yeah.
Like if you're struggling at this given moment, you are not failing. You truly, truly are not. So just celebrate the little things. Like celebrate your survival. Celebrate your energy. Celebrate your will to do things. Even if it's just getting out the bed, putting 10 toes to the floor. Mm-hmm. Even if it's wiping your own tears behind a closed door where nobody else is looking, you got to give yourself some type of praise and celebrate yourself in
or
that given moment.
Or if it's like Juwan and you're not taking a bath and all of a sudden you're
saying, oh God.
But hit the areas though. I ain't never funky. Listen, but with that being said, we're going to go ahead and go out.
Keisha,
we love everybody.
Say her part.
And Keisha.
I also wanted to say this.
I love your nails.
Oh, thank you. I don't have a name for what I want to call my little part, but I listened to this song and I had told Juwan about it earlier this week.
She did.
Why wasn't I told about it?
Oh, well, I called you. You didn't answer. But, you know, Mary.
You don't always have to reciprocate someone's hate.
Mary has this song and it's called Get Up.
Get up.
Ooh. And 92.1 plays it for the intro.
Yes. On the Erica show.
Yes. Yeah. Erica in the
and
morning.
So I was listening to it and I love it and I wanted it, some snippets of it for our show. But.
And what did I say?
That's your anthem that you have that playing.
No, but what did I say? It should be your little thing, your get up moment.
Yeah, your get up moment. And I think I'm going to call it a get up moment.
Hey!
I think I'll call it my get up moment.
I love it.
It's so true. And I have a procrastinating spirit and I need to stop. And with so much going on in the world today, we don't know when our last 24 hours will be. Ooh. So what I want to tell everyone is get up.
Hey.
You got a lot to do, regardless of whatever space in life you're in. Get up and get out of it. You got a lot to do. 24 hours almost gone.
And get up.
I just want to encourage everyone. Whatever space you're in life, we've all been there. We all are a slip away from somebody else's situation.
And we all don't want chapters in our books read out loud.
So don't think that you're alone in whatever it is that you're going through. Somebody else is right there. So hold on to God's unchanging hand. Yes, woo. Lord. Hallelujah. And pick yourself up. Whatever it is that you into, get into it. Mm. And you got 24 hours because you don't know if you're going to be here tomorrow. And that's all I got to
say. And that's a word, y'all.
Hey, I love you for that. I love you for that.
Keish.
So apparently she didn't felt herself up and everything because she got a get up moment, honey.
I did.
So she totally forgot to take us out and to let people know exactly where we are. So I'll go ahead and do that. You can follow us on all streaming services where podcasts are actually streaming. iHeart, Hulu, Apple, Spotify, all that good places and everything and stuff like that. Start leaving comments and everything. If you're going to share it, tag us in it too as well.
And we will respond to the comments.
Yes.
We definitely want to talk back with you guys.
Yes.
We
and remember,
will respond to the comments.
It's @_ElasticConversations. That's @_ElasticConversations.
Don't forget to click like, share, and subscribe to Elastic Conversations. And remember to turn on those post notifications. Bye. See you next time.